Ok, c'est commencé. Bonsoir tout le monde. Merci de venir sortir pour la rencontre publique le 2 avril, ce soir à 7h. So, I'd like to welcome everyone that's here for the public meeting today on the 2nd of April for 7 o'clock. We don't have any additions or retractions for the agenda. On n'a pas d'addition ni de on veut pas. Quoi? Quoi?
De retrait.
Non, c'est ça, de retrait sur l'agenda. Donc, j'aimerais passer l'adoption de l'agenda.
Je propose.
Joanne Meillier.
Je seconde.
Luc Thivierge. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui. Yes.
Merci. Donc, ça, c'est ça. Là, on va commencer avec la période de questions. We'll start with the question period. Y a-t-il des questions?
I have a question.
Monsieur
Dubois.
André Dubois.
So, basically, I was at the municipal office maybe 3.5 weeks ago concerning a request for authorization by the CPAQ for a cottage. And I noticed there was no road to get to the cottage. So, I mean, if you would do your due diligence, you would have looked at the map and seen how is this person going to get here to build a cottage.
He does have a separate entrance.
Who?
Well, there's the entrance beside the road there.
This is on the river.
Yeah.
He has no road to the river.
He has an entrance from Martindale.
An entrance to the old farmhouse, which is about 3/4 of a mile away from the river. That is not a road, access road to the cottage.
if our bylaws don't require any access to your lot, and our bylaws don't prevent you from building where you want to build, we cannot ask the CPTAQ not to permit you to build. If their building doesn't go against any of our bylaws, we can't say no to a request. That being said, the next bylaws that are going to be passed in the urban plan will have something to the effect that they must have a legal way to get to their lot.
Too late. So
but it's been like that since
1983.
When I applied, you had to be specific for access, and you had to show them access. I don't know where it's changed, where you can authorize or actually, you know, recommend.
Okay, I'll state the same thing I told you when you came to my door.
30 seconds.
Our bylaws do not contravene against what the CPTAC requested. We pass a resolution based on what CPTAC are asking. Let me finish.
Article 62.
Not the individual or the property owner.
Article 62 pertains to that.
That's
You're correct.
Right.
But it also pertains to Article 12, which states basically that you have to not necessarily provide, but if there's any particular facts to the decision. And a fact would be there's no road to get there.
I think you're misinterpreting
bit. I think he's all misinterpreted this. And that's why we're in a situation where Lowell Road, where I'm sure the authorization back in 2013, I think it was, he had an access. He had to have an access to get the authorization. And so
Monsieur Dubois, you've been explained this over and over by the inspector, by the DG, and you even...
And it's a specific case.
It's a specific case.
No, it's a precedent being set.
There's no precedent. No, it's always been the same, Monsieur Dubois. It's always been the same.
So how many times have you authorized or supported a request where there's no road to the building site? How many times?
I can't tell you exactly how many times over the years since 1993, but it's always been the same. Because the urban plan was never updated until now. We're working on it. We're trying to finish it by the end of this year. And it's also going to have
provisions for that.
Well, that's fine, but shouldn't anything be that has to pertain to changing of the bylaws, should that not be halted until you change the bylaws? So why, when I was told, when I came into the office, I was told, well, now it becomes a civil matter, Mr. Dubois, because you made it a civil matter. Alias made it a civil matter. You made it a civil matter.
You don't point a finger at councillors and myself when there's a bylaw in effect. There are laws in effect through the CIPETAC. There are bylaws in effect at the municipality. The staff are following the law, and that's the way it works.
But it says you got to.
We're not inventing the wheel here.
You pertain to facts. It also says you have to pertain to the facts. And you mean to say it's up to the commission to look at the map, not you? To look at the map and see, there's no road.
You're missing the point. But anyway.
Okay, let's go. You're gonna,
but okay, in fairness, we are looking at it.
Why does it become a civil matter to me now?
Because it's between two property owners, not the municipality. It's between property owners.
Well, you made it, though, by accepting the recommendation or the application to that it has nothing against your bylaws. You made it a civil matter by saying it's nothing against
your
bylaws.
No, we didn't make it a civil matter.
Andre, not really, because in Quebec, you can't landlock anybody. So when this fella bought the property, he would have had to have an access to it, or somebody at some point will have to give him access.
This is not.
That's a civil matter that's between you and him at this point. It has nothing to do with us there.
Well,
the
right of
way is in Quebec, you can't landlock anybody.
You can't landlock anybody. But so if it's not recognized by the council and municipality that there's no road, you should have determined that and not accept the application.
Yeah, but
he does have access to his property.
If I buy a chunk of land, Andre,
no,
I'm
not.
I buy a chunk of land to cut wood. And I go through you and I get a lawyer and I go to court with you to get my right
exactly.
to your land. Whether you want to or not, somebody's going to have to let me pass. It's you, it's the neighbor. Somebody's going to let me pass.
Well, no, so...
So at this point, it's irrelevant whether he's building a house, putting the pool house, or building the...
It's totally irrelevant, being the fact that he has no access to it.
But somebody's going to have to give him access.
Yes.
That's what she's trying to tell you.
Yeah, so it's up to the commission because of the agricultural zone. It doesn't matter. Every other zone, it doesn't matter. But the agricultural zone. You have to request for a road.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, not in the forestry, not in Village at Sear, no other place. Agricultural zone, you have to request for a road. But you're doing it backwards. You're giving the okay for the authorization where there is no road. There's no road, so why would you support something where there's no access to it?
No bylaws were against, so that we couldn't... I wasn't here, but they couldn't refuse it.
Nope.
That's the same discussion
we had.
Well,
it doesn't have to be bylaws. It's got to be common sense and facts.
In Quebec there, in Canada,
we're
governed by a rule of law. So the law says this. It's irrelevant what we think or what you think. The law says that this is how it works.
So have you read Article 62? Have you read the update of 2021, the update of the Act to Preserve Agriculture Land?
I have not, but I've got a pile of land.
Read Article 62 and then read Article 12 also, where it states facts. And you know the facts.
Like every law, there's interpretation there.
Okay, Mr. Dubois, you made your point. We're working on it. It's unfortunate that we're working with old bylaws. We even get frustrated about it. But having said that, we are trying to change things. That's the main thing. Are there any other questions, please? No, that's enough now.
I got a question about private roads.
Just one moment.
002.
I just have a question.
I'm sorry, could you...
Sorry, my name is Laura Manette.
Laura Monette, okay.
Yes, and I just have questions about a long-term plan, if there is a long-term plan for our roads. So I've been living on McDonald Road for about 5 years now, and I know dirt roads, spring thaw, they can be really rough and stuff like that, and it's an ongoing frustration for a lot of the residents,
mm-hmm.
and I feel that, you know, if we had a 5 year, a 10 year, 15 year plan, that we could actually improve it instead of just maintaining it. So I'm just wondering if there's anything put in place to, like, I know the entire municipality of Lowa is not all dirt roads, and I understand we have several hundred kilometers of roads to do. I'm just wondering. I looked on the municipality website, I couldn't find anything, and I'm just wondering if there's any kind of like projection or plan or grants that we've been working towards. I know they've been doing ditching. I know they've been replacing culverts and stuff like that. I'm curious to see if there's any like a light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing to help improve them instead of just maintaining them.
Well, normally by this time we have information regarding how much money each municipality receives. It's called the TEC.
Okay.
It's an envelope from the government. And with that, before we even receive it, we work out a plan as to what work is going to be done with the help of our roads crew and everything, you know, engineers. And depending, there's some areas where we need engineer input. And, of course, it costs money to be able to plan for certain works.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unfortunately, we have not heard how much, because usually it's a four-year plan.
The last envelope was how much?
About a million.
It just went over a million,
it's
yeah.
It's 1.1 million right now because I looked at the brochure that got yeah. in the mail.
Can I add something to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
The coordinator of Public Works a couple of weeks ago deposited an actual Gantt chart for the next 5 years.
Okay.
Now he's working on where we'd like to be in 10 years, but we do have a Gantt chart for the next 5 years.
What's the plan? Like, is it we're going to keep putting sand? Like, right now, like, we just keep putting sand down. I know there's other...
Well, no, we're doing ditching, we're draining. Like, we got to start... The problem we have is everywhere we go, we got nothing to work with.
Is it because we haven't done it for the past 10 years and now we're like behind?
I think it's more than 10 years. I think it's been a long time coming and the traffic flow increased.
Traffic has increased a lot significantly. I've had truckers going on my road every day,
six
times a day.
This spring was worse because they drew a bunch of wood out of Fieldville. They came out McDonald.
Oh, I know.
So some of the sections that we fixed got busted up again.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
But that's what everywhere we go right now, we're starting fresh. We're ditching. We got a ditch. We got to drain it. Culverts, gravel. But unfortunately, for the money we have, we don't go far.
Yeah.
Like just Ken McDonald's, a strip. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
From there to Green Lake.
Yeah.
Well, that was almost 100,000 just that little strip. Mm-hmm. Then Ebbie Brennan's that corner. We brushed that. We fixed that. That was another 60,000 just
with
for that.
With that white gravel that you put down.
Yeah.
Because like Kaywood has all of that all the way going in and does it, don't they?
No, it's not the same gravel.
It's not the same gravel?
That's better again.
Okay, because that's better than sometimes we have soft sand right now. I'm driving and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, like there's big ruts and it's just like soft sand that's just been dropped there.
That's because there's clay coming up through and then the gravel's not packing.
You know what I mean? So it's just frustrating for all our residents on the road.
Like Fieldville Road, we did a section not far from your place, Dean, on the road's in a lot better shape there than it used to be. But that, again, we were there for 3 weeks. We ditched from, I guess, Frank Mahoney's gate. We just quit just before the Pines.
Okay, yeah.
But that was almost 100,000 there, too. But we ditched with culverts, and we had a soft spot. We had to dig it out, put stone.
So it was like a long time. Like, we're playing catch-up right now. So
yeah. That's right.
We're going to play catch-up for the next 10 years. It's gonna at the amount of money we're putting in, it's going to take us at least 10 years to get just caught up.
Okay. And sometimes the corrections, they're there, they're working,
yeah.
and they uncover...
Something different.
A spring.
Something more.
Under the road. Like, I mean.
We've been waiting for 2 years for a plan.
Yeah.
Now we're waiting on MTQ for the drainage plan.
Mm-hmm.
That's over $1 million just
to pay that. Road has always been, that hill going up the hill has always been awful.
But that's over a million just for that hill.
And it was my frustration. I went on social media and I expressed my frustration. So everyone was like, you know, these are the you know, but that's what we do, right? This is the day and age we live in. But then I heard that our grader's broken. So, is there a way that we can be updated on the municipality website, just saying, "Hey, grader's in for repairs. It's going to be 2 weeks. We're working on a solution right now." Instead of getting frustrated and being like, "Why isn't the roads maintained? Like, it got so bad for 2 weeks on McDonald Road, it literally added another 10 minutes to my drive."
See, the grader, we didn't lose any days because they got a rental pretty quick. So we had a rental working.
It was like 2 weeks we didn't have the roads graded, and they were awful.
The
like
issue
was
we have...
10, 20 over most of my drive up McDonald's.
See, the issue we have, too, is if we get rain, like we get a day of rain, and we're a day behind. And then we just, we don't get caught up.
Yeah.
And then we fall behind.
It's just got to be like some sort of...
And then when it freezes, you can't...
This year's been really bad. The cold weather, the mild, the cold...
Because it froze and then it turned into concrete. It almost turned into like cement.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like it was like, I'm surprised. I don't know. I have a truck, so I'm a bit higher off the ground, but I'm sure some cars scraped their bottoms on that road. It's just like, I think we have to be a little bit more diligent, or we got to collectively figure out a way to be more diligent to make the roads a little bit safer.
See, the frost is another problem. If we get frost at night and it doesn't thaw until 11 or noon, we lose half the day.
I know, but there's other roads in the municipalities that don't have nearly as... problems as we have, right?
Oh, so Laura, did he answer your question?
I won't keep spinning the wheels. I know we're just spinning the wheels. I was just wondering. I know we have to get through with the agenda and stuff like that. I'm just...
So are there any other questions? Y'a-t-il d'autres questions? Oui?
Tina Terrien, I'm just curious, since we're talking about the roads and it's our favorite thing to talk about, with all of the logging that's been going on, Dussault Road and I think on McDonald as well, I'm just curious if the companies, the logging companies, or whoever has that contract, if there's a kickback to the municipality for...
We're looking into it right now.
Private wood, Tina?
Zero.
If it's government wood, it's 13 cents per kilometer per ton. Mm-hmm. That's the formula they do. And it has to be government wood. And the government sets the way out. So if they cut wood at Roger Mountain, and they decide it's quicker to go out through Ayland Kaywood, and they come out through low, we can't stop them. But Ayland Kaywood gets the money, we don't. And the private wood, there's nothing we can do. We can't even stop them. That's why McDonald Road got busted up so bad again, coming off Dussault Road.
So bad.
We were coming across on Murray, busted the hell out of Murray, and they busted the hell out of McDonald.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Y'a-t-il d'autres questions? Yes, Mr. Dubois.
Bylaw 002. Allowing bike clubs to use municipal and private roads. Where have you the authority to authorize ATVs on private roads?
There's a list of roads, but I don't remember any private roads.
No, it says that in the title, but there's no private roads.
There's no private roads on the list.
Did you read the bylaw? Why did you mention private roads?
I can't answer that right now.
Will you eliminate private roads off that bylaw?
It was because the government there, that all municipality that did the requirement there, is because of if we ever had the trail that goes through a private road, then we don't have to redo the bylaw.
Yeah.
Well,
because there are. Let me finish. There are property owners.
The bylaw, Andre. The roads you're allowed on is on the list.
So you mentioned Montague Road, which is complete. Montague Road is complete, but it is private. Some of it.
Mm-hmm. Montague Road is municipal right through. I live on Montague Road, and you went to my neighbors trying to scare them, telling them the municipality was going to build a road across the mountain.
Well, he told me it was private road.
That's not what he told me.
He told me it was private road.
You told
but
him that
not.
They were going to build a
okay,
road.
Okay, this is not the platform, please.
I didn't say that.
Hey, come on, Andre.
What?
You calling Chris Montague a liar?
Well, I just told him it was a private. He said it was a private road, and I said, well, there
private.
You go.
Celia Road is private.
So, well, you can't deny that you put private road on the bylaw.
There's no private roads in the list.
So Mr. Dubois, can you let me explain?
In the bylaw, a list.
Yes.
With the roads.
The reason why is because there are property owners there at their liberty. They could open a trail on their property if they want. If there's a private road to them, they have to use that road. They can't. It's not just from a municipal road.
Say that again, Mayor. I misunderstood.
What I'm saying is a property owner can open their own property for trails, like off-road trails, like for side-by-side four-wheelers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
If they're at the end of a private road, it might be their private road.
It leaves it up. We're talking about interpretation of the law.
Mm-hmm.
So let's interpret the private roads. I'm interpreting it.
I'm not interpreting anything. I'm just trying to give you an example.
And in the bylaw, every road is listed.
Yes.
No private roads.
The roads that are in the bylaw are listed and they're all municipal.
Well, for now. As everything progresses, I mean, this is to promote tourism, right? This is what the bylaw states. It's to promote tourism.
Correct.
I'm sure you heard those side-by-sides and the bikes on Martindale Road this weekend.
Yeah.
Fun, isn't it?
So didn't bother me.
We got a bike club running up and down our public roads. I mean, fine. I don't think ATVs and side-by-sides on public roads promote tourism. I think it's going to distract it from tourism, all the noise.
Well, that's your opinion, Mr. Dubois.
It certainly is my opinion.
Okay, can we move on to other questions, please? Are there any other questions, Monsieur O'Connor?
I would just like to add to Andre, in your bylaw, you do say private roads, because I think maybe what what Andre is saying, why would you put private roads on there? Could you not eliminate just those words? If there is no private roads, why was the private roads put on the bylaw? Could you not just take it off? And that would leave.
The bylaw is already passed. Right. Now, to go through the process of having it
changed,
removed, is another process altogether. For now, all the roads that are listed on that bylaw, none of them are private. They're all municipal roads.
But on your bylaw, there is a word on there that says private roads.
Mm-hmm.
If there is no private roads, why would you put it on?
Okay. Madame Nadon's not here tonight.
Point taken.
And we will take that point and bring it to her and hopefully have an explanation.
When we passed that dual loop, was it a template from the ministry? It was
a template from every other municipality.
We had to follow that template for it to be proper.
That's why
it's coming from VTT clubs.
Well, yeah, come on.
That went to the process.
Okay, let's move on, please.
Monsieur
Dubois, enough. Thank you.
Monsieur
O'Connor had his hand up.
We did. We had a public consultation last fall.
Yes, we did, and you didn't come.
It was all over. It was in the paper. It was the lowdown. It was on the internet.
Yeah.
It was on the billboards. We had a public consultation. Two people from Fieldville showed up.
Well, we're showing up now.
Well
it's kind of late. It's adopted.
Well, it's never too late.
Sure.
Mr. O'Connor?
More information. Are off-road vehicles covered? Because every vehicle on public roads, municipal roads, or any roads, has to have a plate on it.
Yes.
Has to have a plate on it from
security. Yeah.
Are they plated, and are we covered if we let them there? If they're not plated, they shouldn't be running on public.
No,
roads.
We call the SQ. We call the SQ.
It's part of the bylaw.
It's in the bylaw. It clearly states what you have to have on your vehicle.
And even the 16-year-old with a driver's permit has to have a special training to be on an ATV. And they cannot drive an ATV if they don't have the proper
training.
It's
even changing. It's going to go higher now.
And
we're talking about 18 years old.
It's having mirrors. It's having other things.
So you see like a speed bike going through the village at 80 miles an hour. Like, by all means, call it.
Yep.
But they're supposed to be insured, plated, and have mirrors on. Helmets.
Is the municipality good for that? If there's an accident and they're not plated, because you've passed that bylaw,
is the municipality
responsible for that?
No, because our bylaw clearly states what biker has to have. Helmet, license, they have to be of age.
Insurance.
Driver's license. It's all in the bylaw.
Le code routier.
We have a speed limit too in our bylaw. Like if the speed limit on McDonald is 70, well, the VTT speed limit's not the same there.
No,
nope.
It's 40 kilometers.
It's 40 kilometers an hour.
So we're going to follow them.
Oh, come on now.
You're supposed to share the road.
Okay, let's move on.
We're still waiting for Transport Quebec
so
to approve that.
A potential
bylaw.
For an accident because you got to pass them.
So come on now. We got the bicyclists. You're going to tell me we're going to ban bicycles on the back roads? Come on now.
Common sense here.
But common sense right there.
Okay, we're moving on now.
Ça fait 25 minutes.
Okay, merci beaucoup. Fait que là, numéro 3, pour accepter le procès verbal de la séance ordinaire du conseil municipal tenue le 4 mars. So 3, to accept the minutes of the regular meeting of the municipal council held on March 4th.
Je vais proposer.
Je vais seconder.
Luc Divierge, Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
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 OK. Numéro 4, administration 4.1, pour accepter le rapport comptable 2024-03, autoriser le bureau de la direction générale à effectuer les paiements, compte à payer au montant de 250 127,20 $, compte payé au montant de 620 672,65 $, pour un grand total de 370 799,85 $. So 4.1, an administration to accept the accounting report 2024-03, authorize the office of the general manager to make payments, accounts payable in the amount of $250,127.20, amount paid in the month in the amount of $120,672.65, for a total of $370,799.85. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Joanne Meillet. Appuyé par.
I'll second it.
Chez Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Yes. Yes.
Oui.
Oui. Yes.
Thank you. Merci. Là, je vais descendre. Hein? C'est ici. 4.2, c'est pour autoriser les transferts budgétaires. So 4.2 is to authorize budgetary transfers. So in admin, we have an amount of $415 for office supplies going to equipment in the office for $400 in that general ledger account for equipment. Donc, le premier transfert vient d'administration, fourniture de bureau, $415, qui va aller dans le poste budgétaire de ameublement et équipement. Le prochain, c'est voirie, entretien, équipement et machinerie de $3,000, qui va aller dans le poste budgétaire de voirie LAM. So for the roads, equipment and machinery, an amount of $3,000 transferred to the general ledger account number for blades for $3,000. Le prochain, c'est urbaniste, fourniture de bureau, $15. Pour véhicule, $15. So urbanism. Office supplies for $15, transferred to vehicles, $15, general ledger code. Le dernier, c'est les premiers répondants. Téléphone, $225, transféré à incendie, médicaments et fourniture médicale, $225. So from the first responders, telephone, general ledger, is $225, transferred to firefighting, medical and medical supplies, $225.
Je propose.
I'll second.
Joanne Meillet, Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. pour autoriser les ajustements salariaux, année 2024, 4.3, so 4.3 to authorize salary adjustments for year 2024.
Je propose. C'est couvert dans notre budget. Là. C'est ce qu'on avait prévu au budget.
Oui, mais je suis posée de okay. lire la dernière partie. Donc, autorise une majoration de salaire de 4.5% pour les membres du conseil et les employés de services de sécurité incendie et 3.3% pour les employés des secteurs bureaux et voiries, le tout rétroactivement au 1er janvier 2024, à l'exception de la directrice générale et greffière trésorière dont le salaire a été révisé en 2024. Pour autoriser aussi par la présente Mme la mairesse Carole Robert et ou la directrice générale et greffière trésorière, Mme Marianne Nadon ou leur remplacement à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité du canton de l'eau tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. So in English is to authorize the increase in salary of 4.5% for council members and employees of the fire safety department and 3.3% for employees in the office and public works sector, all retroactive to January 1st, 2024, at the with the exception of the Director General, Clerk Treasurer, whose salary was revised in 2024. And this also to authorize hereby Mayor Carol Robert and or Director General and Clerk Treasurer, Mrs. Myriam Nadon, or their replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality of Township of Lowe, all documents giving effect to this resolution.
Madame la mairesse,
oui.
Il y a une petite erreur là, qui s'est glissée que je n'avais pas vue avant. Le droit de signature dans des cas de déboursé, c'est toujours... C'est la mairesse et la directrice générale. C'est pas...
Et
le,
où?
Oui, c'est pas et où. C'est
on
et,
va enlever le où.
Merci.
So we'll take the or out.
Ça peut être ou le remplaçant, mais... C'est la mairesse et... C'est un élu et un employé.
And, OK. Good. Thank you for pointing that out.
Je propose.
Joanne Meillet. Appuyez par. Chine Robert. Êtes-vous tous d'accord?
Oui.
Everyone in agreement?
No.
Yes.
Oui.
So he's asking for
Lee.
The vote.
Are you asking for a vote?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Joanne Meillet.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Maureen McAvoy.
Yes.
Luc Thivierge.
Oui.
I lost stay in Carroll because of the fire department.
Okay. Fait que Ghislain Robert
s'abstient.
Et puis Lee Angus, c'est non. Bon, c'est beau. Mais la majorité a voté, donc
oui.
Ça passe. Merci. Pour retenir les services d'un traducteur, année 2024. So, 4.4 is to retain the services of a translator for the year 2024. Bon, on veut retenir, sous la recommandation du comité d'administration et l'approbation du bureau de la directrice générale, les services de M. Raymond Martel, pour la traduction de certains documents municipaux, et ce, au taux de 25 sous à 30 sous le mot, taxe en surplus, selon l'urgence de l'année 2024. Autorise par la présente la mairesse Carole Robert, je veux dire et, la directrice générale et greffière trésorière, Mme Myriam Nadon, ou le remplacement à signer pour et au nom de la municipalité canton de l'eau, tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. Bon, mentionne que les fonds à cette fin seront pris à même les disponibilités budgétaires de l'année 2024. Un bon de commande sera remis pour les frais de traduction. So this resolution is for translation services. So we are retaining on the recommendation of the administration committee and the approval of the Director General's Office, the services of Monsieur Raymond Martel for the translation of certain municipal documents at a rate of 25 cents to 30 cents per word plus taxes, depending on the urgency for the year 2024. And this also authorizes the Mayor Carol Robert and Director General and Clerk Treasurer, Madame Myriam Nadon, or their replacements to sign for and on behalf of the municipality township of Lowe, all documents given effect to this resolution. It also mentions that the funds for this purpose will be taken from the budgetary availability for the year 2024. A purchase order will be required for the translation costs.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Okay, Justin Robert, puis Maureen Rice. Everyone in agreement? Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
OK, merci. Pour autoriser l'achat d'équipements informatiques et la location d'ordinateurs et de périphériques. So 4.5, to authorize the purchase of computer equipment and the rental of computers and peripherals. Bon. C'est pour autoriser la directrice générale et greffière trésorière à procéder à l'acquisition des stations d'accueil et des moniteurs dont le contrat de location auprès de Groupe DL est venu à échéance, et ce pour un total de $793.30, taxes en surplus. Autorise la directrice générale et greffière trésorière à procéder avec l'offre du Groupe DL et services financiers Lenovo pour la location de 7 ordinateurs et périphériques d'une valeur de $8,271.20, ainsi que les services de techniciens au montant de $3,813.60, donc en parenthèse, estimation seulement, facturable au temps réel et au taux réel, et un éco-frais au montant de $4.80 pour un total de $13,900, taxes en surplus. Non, c'est pas vrai, c'est taxes incluses. Mentionne que les frais mensuels de location sont de $242.68 plus taxes pour un terme de 36 mois, tel que décrit dans la proposition MKI033060. Donc, aussi autorise par la présente la mairesse Carole Robert et la directrice générale et greffière trésorière, Mme Némirien Nadon, ou leur remplacement assigné pour et au nom de la municipalité Cantonglot, tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. Les fonds de 720 seront pris à même le poste budgétaire 02-13000-517. I have to repeat in English. Sorry. So to authorize the Director General and the Clerk Treasurer to proceed with the acquisition of docking stations and monitors whose rental contract with Dale Group has expired for a total of $793.30 plus tax. Also, it's authorized the Director General and Clerk Treasurer to proceed with the offer from Groupe DL and Lenovo Financial Services for the rental of 7 computers and peripherals worth $8,271.20, as well as technician services in the amount of $3,813.60. This is an estimate only, billable in real time and at an actual rate, and an eco fee in the amount of $4.80 for a total of $13,900, taxes included. Also mentions that the monthly rental fees are $242.68 plus tax for a term of 36 months as described in the proposal MKI033060, and authorize the Mayor Carol Robert and Director General and Treasury Clerk or Clerk Treasurer Madame Myriam Nadon or their replacements to sign for and on behalf of the Municipality Township of Lowe all documents giving effect to this resolution, as well as having the funds for this proposal, will be taken from budget item number 02-13000-517. So, proposed by Maureen McAvoy.
I'll second it.
Joanne Meillet. Tout le monde est d'accord? And everyone in agreement?
Yes. Wait.
Yes.
Thank you. Là, 4.6 pour appuyer le mémoire de la Fédération québécoise des municipalités, qui est la FQM, projet de loi 48. 4.6, to support a brief of the Federation, Fédération québécoise des municipalités, which is the FQM, for Bill 48. C'est parce que j'ai trop de papier. OK. Il n'est pas lourd.
Tiens, Carole.
Non, je ne l'ai pas.
Oui, il est juste mélangé. Tiens, Carole.
Mais c'est-tu l'anglais?
L'anglais, je pense qu'il est en anglais.
OK, il était OK. Français.
C'est ça?
Non, c'est le C. Excuse-moi.
Mais le film en anglais, tu l'as-tu là?
OK, the English is here. I don't have the French.
I'll find the French. Dis-la en anglais.
OK.
Dis-la.
OK. Fait que là, OK, so notes that the preamble of the an integral part of the resolution supports the recommendations of the FQM submission on Bill 48. Request that this support be forwarded to Transport and Environment Commission. Hereby authorize the Mayor Carol Robert and the Director General and Clerk Treasurer Myriam Nadon or their alternatives to sign for and on behalf of the Municipality Township of Lowell all documents giving effect to the resolution. Je sais pas, je devrais aller en arrière un petit peu, une minute. So, in the Bill 48, considering the Council of Municipality of Township of Lowell wishes to, in particular, one, that more autonomy be given to municipalities, two, that accountability to the minister be lightened. Three, that the knowledge of municipal representatives be taken into account in road safety diagnostics. Four, that financial and technical resources be readily available to municipal organizations. And five, that the provisions of Bill 48 not be implemented at the expense of municipalities. Thank you. Merci, Joanne. La résolution. Pardon?
C'est un travail d'équipe.
Donc, la résolution pour appuyer le mémoire de la FQM, il y a une section là-dedans qui dit considérant que le conseil municipal du canton de Lowell souhaite notamment, un, que plus d'autonomie soit donnée aux municipalités, deux, que la reddition des comptes aux ministres soit allégée, que le savoir des représentants municipaux soit pris en considération dans les diagnostics de services routiers. Quatre, que les ressources financières et techniques soient facilement accessibles pour les organismes municipaux. Et cinq, que la mise en place des dispositions du projet de loi 48 ne se fasse pas aux frais des municipalités. Donc, pour ces motifs, c'est ça, appuyer la recommandation du mémoire rédigé par la FQM et portant sur le projet de loi 48. Demande que cet appui soit transmis à la Commission des transports et de l'environnement. Donc, à la fin, autorise par la présente la mairesse Carole Robert et la directrice générale et greffière trésorière, Mme Myriam Nadon, ou leur représentant a signé pour et au nom de la municipalité du canton de Lowell tous les documents donnant effet à la présente résolution. Donc, j'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
OK, il y en a deux.
OK.
Je veux dire Luc Thivierge, Joanne.
Seconde.
Appuyé. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes. Oui.
Juste à toi. Ça aussi. C'est beau.
Oui.
Merci. OK. Ça va pas là. Ça devrait être 7, ça. En tout cas, OK. Continue. Ici, 4.6. Non, pas vrai. 4.7. 4.7 là-dessus. Pour retenir les services de Mme Chantal Rodrigue à titre d'adjointe à la direction générale à compter du 9 avril 2024. 4.7, to retain the services of Mme Chantal Rodrigue as assistant to the director general effective April 9, 2024. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Joanne Meillet, Justin Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. Pour appuyer la municipalité de Val-Alain, retrait de placement subventionné ou en garderie, CPE Allée d'Étoile. 4.8 is to support the municipality of Val-Alain. Je m'excuse là, parce qu'un mot me saute aux yeux. Ça serait Subsidized Daycare Spaces, CPA Allée d'Étoile. Fait que j'ai pas. J'ai-tu? OK. On va descendre ici. So, on appuie la démarche de la municipalité Val-Alain en demandant au gouvernement provincial de respecter son engagement. Donc, demande que la présente résolution soit transmise à savoir. Donc, c'est la liste de tous les paliers de gouvernement qu'on va envoyer cette résolution. C'est parce que, en gros, ce qui est arrivé, c'est que le gouvernement a fait un engagement pour un tel montant de place pour le CPE. Là, quand ils arrivent à plus proche, ils ont diminué leur place. Je crois que c'était 29 places. Là, ils ont diminué à... c'était quoi? 29 à... Voyons.
C'était de 29 à 13.
C'est ça, j'ai pensé, oui. Donc, c'est pour ça qu'ils veulent avoir notre appui pour que le gouvernement garde sa première engagement. So, municipality of Val-Alain, I'll just read the other thing here. That support the municipality of Val-Alain in asking for provincial government to respect its commitment. The next part of it has a list of all the different levels of government, because in the beginning, back in 2021, the government had guaranteed them 29 places for the CPE, and as they got closer to opening, they've reduced it to 13. So Val-Alain are asking for our support for the government to honor their original agreement. Maureen Rice.
Maureen McAvoy.
Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Merci. Je l'ai trouvé.
C'est ça.
Didn't go there. OK. Là, 4.9. OK. 4.9. On bâtit une résolution pour souligner l'importance de l'accessibilité du CLSC dans la municipalité Canton de l'Eau et pour demander de la bonification de l'offre de service. OK. So, 4.9 is to highlight the importance of the CLSC accessibility in the municipality of Township of Low and request an enhanced of service offer. Okay. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Est-ce que tu vas dire quel motif ou t'en parleras pas.
Ben, c'est qu'on va juste. Ben, c'est qu'en bas ici, reconnaître l'importance du service dispensé par la CLSC pour la municipalité Canton de l'Eau. Demande que l'établissement soit ouvert plus souvent et avec le personnel approprié pour répondre aux besoins essentiels en matière de santé et de services sociaux pour la municipalité Canton de l'Eau et les communautés avoisinantes.
I'll support it.
Luc Thivierge propose, so you appuyé, Maureen Rice. Puis aussi que ça va être envoyé dans tous les niveaux du gouvernement, incluant les municipalités limitrophes et la MRC. So, this is a resolution to recognize the importance of the services provided by the CLSC to the municipality Township of Lowe, and to request that the facility be open more often and with appropriate staff to meet essential health and social services needs of the Township of Lowe and the surrounding communities. So with that, there's a whole list of different levels of government, including the MRC and our neighboring municipalities. Donc, j'ai Luc Thivierge, Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. 4.10, pour autoriser la directrice générale adjointe et greffière trésorière adjointe à assister au congrès annuel de l'Association des directeurs municipaux du Québec ADMQ du 12 au 14 juin 2024. Décréter une dépense maximale de 622 $ taxes en surplus.
Madame la mairesse, je ne pensais pas que c'était le même congrès. Je pensais qu'il y avait un de nos employés qui allait à un congrès, puis l'autre qui allait à l'autre.
Oui, mais ils sont différents. Oui.
Voyons, Myriam va aller à la DGMQ. Moi, c'est la DMQ.
OK, c'est parce que c'est pas ça qui est écrit. Mais c'est les mêmes dates?
Non.
Non.
Non, on n'est pas partant.
Faut que je sache, non?
OK.
So, 4.10, to authorize the Director General and Assistant Clerk Treasurer to attend
Deputy Director
to attend the annual convention of the Association des directeurs municipaux du Québec, ADMQ, June 12th to the 14th, 2024, to decree a maximum of expenditure of $622 plus tax. J'ai pas d'autres propos.
Je propose.
I'll second it.
Joanne Meillet, Justin Roval. Tout le monde est d'accord? Is everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Là, on va commencer. On va faire sécurité publique. 5.1. Pour autoriser la participation d'une cohorte de 5 pompiers, formation théorique et pratique sur la désincarnation dispensée par l'École nationale des pompiers du Québec, décréter une dépense maximale de $5,850.40, taxe en surplus, qui représente $2,440.15, taxe en surplus pour la participation de 5 pompiers de la municipalité Canton de l'Eau et $3,416.25, taxes en surplus, à refacturer à la municipalité de Casabajoie. Fait que, c'est important aussi à dire qu'il y a 7 membres, il me semble, de Casabajoie qui sont là-dessus. Oui.
Dans le fond, là, la formation qui est au total 5,856.40, c'est pour 12 pompiers, c'est
oui.
ça?
C'est ça.
Bon.
Ça aurait dû être ça,
le titre.
Yeah.
Bien, ça dit qu'il
c'était
y a
une
5...
formation de 12 pompiers, dont 5 venant de l'eau.
Okay. C'est ça. Puis les montants sont divisés.
So is it the 2,400 and the 34 added together? That's what gives you the 58?
Yes.
Okay.
The 2,440, 15 is for our 5 firefighters, and the 3,416.25 are for 7 in CAS. And we will be billing CAS for that amount to cover those, because the whole bill will come into our office.
Je vais le proposer.
Je vais le seconder.
Luc, Thivierge, Joanne Meillet. T'as une minute, je ne l'ai pas dit en anglais. Mais...
Ah. La foule.
So, public safety 5.1 is to authorize the participation of a cohort of 5 firefighters, theoretical and practical training of extrication provided by the National School of Firefighters, decree a maximum expenditure of $5,856.40 plus taxes, which is representing $2,440.15 plus taxes for 5 participations, for the participation of 5 firefighters from the municipality of Lowe, and $3,416.25 plus tax to be reinvoiced to the municipality of Cass, which covers 7 firefighters. Fait qu'on a déjà voté, on a déjà. So everybody in agreement? Tout le monde est d'accord?
Yes.
Yes.
You're abstaining.
Yes.
Okay. Maureen Rice, elle abstient.
C'est convenu là, que la municipalité de Cas sont partants là-dedans.
Oui, oui. Oui. 5.2. Pour autoriser 2 employés du service de sécurité incendie à assister au séminaire Leadership au féminin. Au-delà des stéréotypes présentés par l'Association des gestionnaires en sécurité incendie, et civile du Québec, ce qui va être le 23 et 24 avril 2024, décréter une dépense maximale de $350 plus taxes. So, 5.2, to authorize 2 employees of the fire department to attend a women's leadership seminar beyond stereotypes presented by the Association of Fire and Civil Safety Managers of Quebec, which will take place on both 23rd and 24th of April 2024, and decree a maximum expenditure of $350 plus tax.
I'll second it.
Joanne Meillet. Est-ce que tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
I'm abstaining again.
Okay. Je vais indiquer Maureen Rice, elle s'abstient. Merci. Travaux publics. Pour transmettre une demande au gouvernement fédéral, déficit du financement fédéral de l'infrastructure par rapport à la croissance démographique. Public Works 6.1 to submit a request to the federal government. Deficit in federal infrastructure funding in relation to population growth. Fait que là, ça va être pas mal long si je dis tout ça.
Juste ces motifs.
Mais c'est ça.
Juste ces motifs.
C'est ça que je fais.
C'est 3.
Il y en a 7.
Ah. Mais en gros, c'est quoi?
Bon, je vois les motifs. Demande au gouvernement fédéral de collaborer avec les municipalités et les signataires de l'entente afin que le Fonds pour le développement des collectivités du Canada demeure une source de revenus directs, fiables, pérennes pour des propriétés locales en matière d'infrastructure. Demande au gouvernement fédéral de s'engager à l'intégrer au budget 2024 une nouvelle vague de programmes en matière d'infrastructure qui comprend notamment un nouveau programme d'infrastructure d'eau potable et d'eau usée et à augmenter le fonds d'atténuation et d'adaptation en matière de catastrophe. Demande que le gouvernement conclue dans les prochaines semaines les ententes avec les gouvernements provinciaux pour le renouvellement des programmes comme celui de la taxe sur l'essence et la contribution du Québec, communément appelée TEC, sans aucune nouvelle condition et en assouplissant les règlements pour permettre la réalisation des projets identifiés par les municipalités, demande que le gouvernement fédéral réunisse les provinces, les territoires et les municipalités pour négocier un cadre de croissance municipale modernisant le financement des municipalités et favorisant la croissance du pays à long terme. Souligne que cette résolution soit transmise au ministère, à la vice-première ministre et ministre des Finances du Canada. Donc là, ça donne une liste de tous les paliers de gouvernement. Puis autorise par la présente que la mairesse Carole Robert et la directrice générale et greffière trésorière, Mme Myriam Nadon, ou leur représentant assigné pour et au nom de la municipalité Canton d'Eau, tous les documents donnés et faits à la présente résolution. Attendez, je vais le faire en anglais. Je vais recommencer. So the title is to submit a request to the federal government, a deficit in federal infrastructure funding related to a population growth. So the purpose of this resolution is to ask the federal government to work with municipalities and signatories to the agreement so that the Canada Community Futures Funds remains a direct, reliable, and sustainable source of revenue for local infrastructure priorities. Ask the federal government to commit to integrating into the 2024 budget a new wave of infrastructure programs, which includes, in particular, a new drinking water and wastewater infrastructure program, and to increase the fund disaster mitigation and adaptation. Request that the government conclude agreements with the provincial governments in the coming weeks for the renewal of programs such as the tax, the gas tax and Quebec contribution, commonly known as the TEC, without any new conditions and by relaxing the rules to allow the realization of projects identified by municipalities. Request that the federal government bring together provinces, territories, and municipalities to negotiate a municipal growth framework that modernizes municipal financing and promotes the country's long-term growth. The next paragraph is to make sure that this resolution goes to all levels of government. And then the last one is to authorize the Mayor Carol Robert and Director General and Clerk Treasurer Mrs. Myriam Nadon or their replacements to sign for and on behalf of the Municipality Township of Lowe all documentation giving effect to this resolution. So.
Okay, now.
Justin Robert. Luc Duvierge. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Wait.
Oh. 7.1. OK, 7.1. OK, fait qu'il n'y a pas de vote, mais c'est un avis de motion. Projet de règlement 2024. On n'a pas de numéro encore. Régissant l'utilisation de l'eau potable. 7.1. So, notice of motion. Draft bylaw number 2024-0XX governing the use of drinking water. So what this is we had already submitted it. There was a couple little corrections to do, so the government sent it back. Now we have to start all over. We'll start with a notice of motion. Fait que là, on
et le dépôt.
And the deposit. Hopefully, if everything goes to plan, we'll be readopting it next month. Donc, c'est qu'est-ce que on l'avait déjà envoyé au gouvernement, on l'a passé avec une résolution. Il y avait des petites collections à faire. Donc, le gouvernement nous a renvoyé le document. On a fait les corrections. Fait que là, on recommence à zéro avec une avis de motion. Puis là, si tout va bien, on va...
On doit nommer un conseiller ou un...
Ouais, c'est moi.
C'est... OK.
Conseiller Luc Thivierge.
Luc Thivierge. Donc, c'est ça.
Fait l'avis de motion.
Il n'y a pas de vote là. Urbanisme. Pour transmettre une recommandation municipale auprès de la Commission de protection du territoire agricole, c'est peut-être l'eau numéro 5-163-945, 5-163-344 et 5-162-349 au cadastre du Québec. So, urban planning 8.1 to transmit a municipal recommendation to the Quebec Agriculture Territory Protection Commission, the CPTAC. Lot number 5163945, 5163344, and 5162349 at the cadastre of Quebec.
I'll propose it. I'll second it.
1 minute.
Been an extra one added in here?
No.
Okay. Because I thought we were only dealing with two of them at one time.
No, this is all one request. That's a new request. We talked about
it. All three are from one new request.
That's one. That's one.
That's one request. Yeah. It's one owner.
Three pieces.
Yeah.
It's one owner.
Okay, qu'est-ce qu'il propose?
I was looking at the picture.
I did.
The diagram.
Maurice Rice a proposé, Joanne Maillé a secondé.
I'm sorry.
When I was looking at the picture of it, it shows Lee McLaughlin in there.
It shows as the neighboring property?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I was trying to figure out the drawing, and then I just...
OK. Bon, tout le monde est d'accord, le one agreement?
Yeah.
Oui.
Yep. Excusez-moi, là, c'est juste que... On va descendre à... Passer. Ouais. 8.2. Pour demander une prolongation au ministère des Affaires municipales et de l'Habitation, qui est MAMH, révision du plan et des règlements d'urbanisme, article 59 de la loi sur l'aménagement et l'urbanisme. So, 8.2 is to request an extension, ministère des Affaires municipales et de l'Habitation, which is MAMH, revision of the urban plan.
Yeah.
Article 59 of the Land Use Planning and Development Act. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I'll propose.
Joanne Maillé puis Maureen McAvoy. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Thank you.
Deuxième période.
Oui. Fait que là, on commence la deuxième période de questions. The second period of question period. If anybody has questions? Oui.
Hello, my name is Alexandra Gniezdowska. I just was hoping for some clarification on the CLSC services that we are hoping to ask for enhancement.
Well,
I had called them at one point and got the impression that the services were limited to senior support.
It's not supposed to. That's why we're fighting. That's why we're actually, this resolution is going to all the levels of government as well as MRC. MRC, they've been in a fight right now with the CISO because they're cutting back on a lot of services, even at the hospital up there. But for us to have the service here in Lowe and to service all our southern townships, like, you know, the CAS, Lake St. Marie, and all around, it's really important. So we also want to know, the other thing that we're requesting is we want to know the statistics of the people that are being sent up to Gracefield when we have a CLSC here. Now, the theory is that the more people they send up to Gracefield, the less they have to stay open here, which, you know, it cuts the attendance a lot. They shouldn't only have a service for just seniors. It should be for everyone.
Okay.
That's the first, right off the bat. It's there for everyone, not just one category. And we'll fight for it again. It's very frustrating. It is. And the fact that we're at the very southern end of this, of the MRC, and a lot of our citizens go to Wakefield, either to a clinic, to see a doctor that they have had for years. They're not going to change and go to Maniwaki, which is almost non-existent, getting an appointment with an actual doctor to take over your file. And what people are, citizens, well, there's some seniors that are facing right now, if they need a parabus to go to an appointment down in Wakefield, they have to pay $50. It doesn't make sense. We have the service in our MRC registered with the government that brings the cost down to bring someone to an appointment. Now, if they were going to go from Lowe to Gracefield, it would cost them practically nothing.
But so, again, to clarify, you are asking for a full spectrum of
services. Oh, yeah.
Services.
So we want them all back.
Okay.
Because we had promises. At one point, the CLSC was closed for 3 years. We got it back open. We were promised all kinds of things. They brought in a receptionist. They brought in a director. They brought in nurses. The only thing missing was doctors, and we were fighting for that too. Now, the CISO turned around, and they started cutting everything that was implemented there since its reopening. And that's what we're fighting for. We want it all back.
I think that's great.
Thank you. Are there any other Monsieur O'Connor?
Okay, good. We just started with 8.2. Just for information, you're asking the Minister of Affairs Municipal for a revision?
An extension. It's an extension.
Is that because they're trying to squeeze us again on the urban perimeter?
No.
Okay.
It's because we had to work on our urban plan. there was deadline dates.
Okay, yeah, but I'm just wondering if they're trying to squeeze us.
No.
We just need more time.
We just need more time, that's all.
8.1, is that the three recommendations that are going to the CPC?
That's one file.
That's one.
That's just one file. One request.
One owner.
But different law. Like,
it's because
even my farm has three numbers.
When I look at the map for the municipality of Lowe, it's two different owners.
Well, there's the entrance from the 105, which is
two specific owners of these properties.
We'll make sure the numbers match the owner that requested it.
That's based on the request that came in.
Yeah, but I think maybe you should do, like Andre said, do a little bit more due diligence, but I don't think you, I'm not sure you perfectly understand that this is what it is, but I believe it's two different owners.
No, we were presented the documentation.
The
we also were presented a map of where it is. It's very clear. It was, you know, the recommendation came in, and the inspector sat with us and went through the motions, and we went through it on our workshop.
Well, maybe you should look it up again, because when I look at the map, when I look at these three places, there's two different owners.
Yeah, Carol, he's right.
Where is it?
There's an error
in one
number.
Of them, I guess so.
Maybe I did pick that out too.
Can I see that map? Can I see the map?
Before you send stuff off, that we should know what we're sending off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was having a hard time doing it because it's all in French. So when you, but I see the two different names, and I'm saying why is the extra name in there?
It says that it's a roof.
Ça, c'est le 4-9. Ça, ici.
When I asked Lee, I was told it's because it's the neighboring property.
9-4-5. You know why? It's this here.
It's the entrance.
It's the entrance.
The 105.
Yes, that's what it is.
That's right.
So the entrance
because you've
is
got, you've got
on off of your mom's property?
It is an existing entrance.
It's because the point at the highway?
Yeah.
Mom owns like a few feet in on their entrance where it comes to a point. But the culvert is on our side.
But I disagree with that also.
That's what's going on.
Why would you disagree? I mean, it's...
Well, because, that is okay. But there is still... there's three, not two.
It's the father,
no,
son,
but...
Right? Father, son, and wife.
There's
you know,
a... There's two different... There's two other different properties then. There's three. There's three.
There's,
I didn't even see, know the one about Maureen's mother. I didn't know about that. But there's the other two. Oh,
I can't show you that. The entrance starts from the 105,
okay,
and there's
the
but
there's two other different properties.
But it, I
because there is three properties here.
Acosta,
Sedetareca,
puis un point. Le monsieur y appartient à les deux.
C'est ça.
Parce que c'est terrain agricole.
Oui.
So because they were touching, it was
it
one.
It became one.
But like. At the point, at the culvert, at the highway, where the entrance is to their new property, the beginning of it is mom's. So I guess it's because it touches there.
That's why the number is there.
When I asked,
because
I was
told it has to go over.
It's the neighbor. And it says l'eau rénové.
That's the new
the
lot
new
numbers under the new
cadastre.
That's right. So like right here. When you look at it. Right there. See that little
guy? Oh, yeah.
It's where their entrance is.
Okay.
So I think it's because
but in those three, okay, you have that one and you have the two more. One Mr. Gaby, you got one name on it, and one Mr. Gaby
that's
with
right.
another name on it.
I think because the two ag
their father and son.
When it wasn't Andrew.
I know they are, but, I mean,
I just, you know, they put in the request.
Because they touched
yeah.
as one owner at one point in time.
They did.
But not now.
Well, now
it's
separate.
The husband, the wife, and the son, right?
Yeah.
Because it's, yeah.
Okay, just make sure that we know what we're doing. That's all.
So that's a
there's not a problem with this at
yeah.
all.
Yeah, but that one, the one you have there is which one?
Oh, the one we have in our document, it's a surveyor plan.
This one here?
Up, right? You have to.
Well, if you look back, you'll see there's a lot more surveyor plans in there
yeah.
that are attached,
mm-hmm.
that are nowhere near there.
Yeah, that's
different
the example. Cases,
that's
yeah.
the example. This one?
No,
is an example
see that.
Of
no,
where they did the
one,
same
the
thing. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
Can I just have one last question?
Yep.
I believe your the salaries are going up for council and fire department by 4.5.
Yep.
And for the outside workers, they're only 3. Is that what I understood?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Is there a reason for that?
Firefighters was put into the work contract 3 years ago, follow inflation.
Yep.
But,
the IPC.
I mean, if council's taking 4.5, why wouldn't you give to the outside workers also?
That's on you, Carol.
No.
Well,
Miriam is following the law according to CNSST. The provisions in there, in that law, for the rest of the employees.
Right.
It's the provisions in the law that is CNESST. Based on that law is the increase of 3%. It's
3.3.
for the remainder of the employees.
And so the municipality is going to take, the council is going to take 4.5 and the outside worker is going to take 2.3.
It's it's part of the bylaw.
The salary bylaw for council.
The firefighter, that was negotiated in the working conditions.
Yes.
Yeah. Mais c'est basé sur les quoi, le
IPC.
C'est ça.
L'indice.
It's based on the EPC.
L'indice à la consommation.
C'est ça.
So there's a law that the council, the municipal council, would take so much.
Based on the EPC.
It's because it states in the bylaw for elected official, it stated at one point, whereas there will be a raise of
cost of living.
Cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't follow very well.
No, it's not very fair. It's a good way to make bad feelings.
Yeah.
If there are no other questions.
Yes. So when a request is made,
We
have quite a bit of detail there. So why has it changed from we're using 7-digit numbers now to instead of names?
Because names are property owners and addresses or private information. What we passed here is supposed to be public, and public is then the lot numbers.
We shouldn't be voting
based on who it is.
Based on who it is.
So by the numbers, basically, why isn't it more detailed to what the request is?
It does. It says that it's for a use other than agriculture.
Come on,
Andre, I'm not sure what you find funny, but I do believe people who want to build a house and farm a piece of property should be able to build a house there, where there
I
is
agree,
no house.
Certainly.
So then I don't know why it's funny.
Well, because misinformation, and when the information is not as transparent as it should be, people misinterpret things. And so, like this request here, where if there was more detail to it, it wouldn't be misinterpreted to exactly what's going on.
But it's not our not our detail. It's the CPTAQ asking.
Yes.
The
Again.
Request. It's not us doing it. It's coming directly from the commission.
So he applied to the CPTAQ and it comes back to you for a recommendation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says right in it that Lowe received a request from the CPTAQ regarding these cadastre numbers.
So then we go back to 2024-009, application for change of use for agricultural area in the CPTAQ, where it's very explicit to what it's about. It's very detailed. And so why can't it not be detailed here? To where, as you ran into some situation where if it was not brought up by the public, you possibly would have missed something.
But we didn't miss anything.
Well, I think
the information that was provided was correct.
The problem is that other than the landowner telling the neighbor about it, CPTAQ doesn't inform the neighbor. That's the bigger problem.
It should be you informing the neighbor.
But the CPTAQ is asking for it.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be us.
They asked for it following the request that was sent to them by the property owner.
The office here is not always aware of
an application being deposited at the CPTAQ until CPTAQ study the file and then they send a request to the municipality asking to see if it goes contravenes against our bylaws.
But what I'm saying, Carol, is much like the one we had last month,
exactly.
The Lowell Road,
yeah.
When CPTAQ sends the request to us, when it touches different property owners, they should advise the neighbor.
Yep.
That's
right.
The problem here.
They
it's
should.
Not our problem. CPTAQ should be. They're the ones getting thousands of dollars to do the review.
But as you're talking about the Lowell Road there, it should have been.
The neighbor should have
been asked. The owner should have been asked.
Absolutely, Morris.
Absolutely.
And that's why I voted against it. I totally agree with you.
So, exactly. So the situation, again, being that Certain people aren't informed of what their neighbor's about to do.
Well, no, Andre, this is not the same thing at all. You're talking about a guy that wants to put a road through for a development through a farmland on private property. Now you're talking about a guy who wants to build a house on his own property.
That's, again,
so you're telling me if I buy land beside your place and I want to build my house and you decide you don't want me there, you're going to block me from building the house because you don't like me? We can't
not
do
building
that.
A house.
But that's what you're asking.
No, not at all.
Lowell Road is a completely different story than what he wants to do in Vinalta.
No, don't misconstrue everything here.
Well, no, I'm not. But
yeah, well, you are. Because
no, what I'm saying is accurate. Lowell Road is a development road.
In yeah. a farm. On a property
land.
Owner's
the
land.
Neighbor, the owner of the land wasn't told.
That's right.
Now we're talking about a man who wants to build a house on his farm on his own land.
On his own land. But where he's crossing through... My mom's entrance way,
okay,
let's
say. Okay, the culvert.
That's right. She should be advised by CPTAQ.
In a case like that, but if you have land and he has access to his own land, why would the neighbor be
No,
that,
the neighbor you wouldn't be. It's only
well,
because
what,
it's
what
touching her.
That's how we get into partnership and guys are getting the permits because they're not like.
You're supposed to inform the public.
Of what?
The whole agenda is very detailed and very specific. And so when it comes to the agricultural zone and requests,
it should be coming from the CPTAQ. My belief is it should come from CPTAQ.
No, because if you said no to the CPTAQ, it'd be ended.
Well, it goes through the notaries and the CPTAQ. If it's crossing somebody else, they should be informing them. Not if you're the property neighbor, but if you're crossing them, you should know.
Well, you hold a referendum when the activity is not in the zone.
But it's in the zone, Andre.
Okay.
No, I'm saying, but you hold a referendum...
Yes.
When an activity
it's
is
not
in
the
zone.
Let's just give no permits anymore.
I guess.
Everybody's going to play the taxes. I wonder why.
Okay, that's enough.
No,
I think we'll move on to other questions if there are any.
That's the reality.
Article 59.
What about it?
What about it? Not very detailed again. Very, very important Article 59. Why don't you explain it to the public what it's about?
I explained it to Mr. O'Connor when he mentioned what the extension was for. Because he thought the Mamash was squeezing on us. No, what we're asking the Mamash is to extend the date required for us to deposit our urban plan.
What's Article 59?
Based on, it's part of the article for the Land Use Planning and Development Act.
And what is it?
That's what it is.
Article 59 is part of the agricultural zone.
It's part of, yes, it's part of the Land Use Planning and Development Act.
And so can you not be more specific?
I can't tell you exactly the words that are in Article 59, but I'm sure you will.
Well,
do
no,
you?
It's not up to me, it's up to you.
Do you know?
Explain to us.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
Interject. It is my understanding that in order to submit anything to the CPTAQ, you actually have to have an identification of a municipal officer for any submission.
No.
It's literally in the form. It's point number 7. It asks if it's an inspector, greffeur, secrétaire, trésorier, autre. It needs to be signed by a municipal official in order for that form to be submitted to the CEPTAC.
It's changed.
It's
the thing is,
changed.
The applications are no... In the past, the CEPTAC applications were in the office here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People used to come in, fill out the application... And
it's new, Carol.
I know. I'm trying to explain the past and present.
so maybe that document hasn't been updated.
I don't think it has because now they've changed it because we don't have the applications in the office anymore. It's been quite a few years.
I thought you said on our website.
No, this is the active form mm-hmm. on their website for submitting any form of request for changes to the property. La loi sur la protection du territoire des activités agricoles, formulaire de demande d'autorisation, point number 7, requires municipal signatory, which would suggest that it is the responsibility of the municipality to confirm the information is accurate prior to that going to the CEPTAC.
But that information?
I think
it's outdated, to be honest, because that's not the way it works.
It's
anymore.
It's not the way it works anymore.
What she's saying there is we need a signature from a municipal official. That's the inspector, the DG, an employee.
That's
right?
After.
He verifies whether it contravenes to any of our bylaws. And from
that's,
there, if none of the bylaws
oui, mais
are
ça, ça vient
are
quand
broke, just if none of the bylaws are broke, it doesn't come to council. We're not told who it is.
No.
He deals with it. It's good. It goes off to CPTQ. We then get the documents back from them, and that's when we vote on it.
That's right. That's
but we're not involved in that process for partisanship reasons.
That's right. No.
Of course. So for I'm not referring to the council. I'm saying somebody, an officer in the municipality, would be in charge of verifying the accuracy of the information submitted.
Yes.
Whether it's, like the gentleman flagged, three owners of three separate lots as opposed to just one owner, whether it's an imposition on a road, I believe it would fall to the inspector or whomever is the signatory on the form as required. So I guess the question is, why aren't we following the procedure when the gentleman has some concern?
Exactly.
Or where was that missed? So there's just simply a gap somewhere in this process. So that's, I think, as simple as clarifying where are we missing that connection. Perhaps the fact that the inspectors have changed a few times is as simple as that.
His job is to verify that the man goes against any of our bylaws. If it doesn't go against any of the bylaws, that's where it ends. It goes off to CPTQ, correct?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's what I was told last meeting, so that would be wrong.
Non, qu'est-ce que j'essaie de dire, c'est que... Première des choses...
Je pense qu'on se perd.
C'est des citoyens... Non, les citoyens, ils vont direct à ces pétacles. Ils remplissent leurs documents, ils l'envoient à CPTAC. They don't go through the office.
But she's saying on
but
the form.
But there are, I know it says on the form.
But that's the form on the CPTAQ website.
I know.
Ours might be outdated. I doubt theirs is.
I literally just went through the steps required to make a change.
There have been some people that did approach the inspector. They didn't go directly to CPTAC. They came to see the inspector to see if they could do this, and that on their property, which is zoned agriculture. At that point in time, he advised them, yes, you can do this, but you can't do that, and you can't do that. Mm-hmm. So they went with that information to apply at CPTAC.
Which seems like a logical process, and it's exactly what they
recommend. And that's what they should probably be doing.
But that is what they recommend in step number 5. So all I'm saying is the form seems to indicate that is the required process. So somewhere along the way, perhaps there's some inaccuracy in the steps that are being taken when concerns have been raised by other citizens. That's all I'm saying. It's obviously required here. And it's outlined exactly la conformité avec la réglementation municipale, and it has a number of points as to what needs to be verified by the municipality in order to meet, I guess, certain criteria for agriculally zoned regions.
That's what we have to document tonight.
So I'm just flagging. Obviously, there's been a concern expressed multiple times. So if it's in the form, I assume somebody at the municipality has looked at that paperwork.
Absolutely.
Well, I have it down anyway. I want to find out myself.
We all have the documents here. Surveyor's plan, even ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been a lot of work done on that file. Not by our office, but...
Who advises you to change the procedure that we used to use?
I'm sorry?
Who advises you to change the procedure that used to be acceptable?
CPTAC.
CPTAC told you not to.
They took the forms away. Don't use those forms anymore. People don't go through you. They have to go directly to us. That's the message. And that's been a while.
No, but I'm talking about details.
As far as the details, I'm going to find out tomorrow.
But
the details, though, Carol, like we've had people want to build houses.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people come in here, we don't like it. We don't want them to build. That's not the way life works.
No.
If the bylaws are respected... There's nothing to stop them from building a house.
I know.
Maybe when they cross like Lowell Road, it's another story there. They're going through somebody else's private property. But if you want to build beside my land and it's on your land, I shouldn't have a say whether you can build or not on your land.
Your municipal inspector was there 2 or 3 weeks before that, and he talked to the guy, and the guy said, I don't want to have anything to do with it, but it's still bad.
No, that part, Morris, I'm not disagreeing
with you.
It's just like the case against Vanasta. We end up with people coming in here and so-and-so's not nice. I don't like him. He ran over my dog. He killed my cat. And then the fight song is we're given a permit to build. Like we can't run a municipality like that.
No.
There is some particular cases, absolutely. Lower will be in one of them.
Well, yes.
Well,
then you avoid
we'll address that in
situation.
The new plan.
Like because of certain decisions being made, public is susceptible to civil cases. again, just like one and possibly two. And if that precedent is set, well, we're in trouble.
We are working for change, so we'll see what comes out of it. So if there aren't any other questions, s'il n'y a pas d'autres questions, on ferme la rencontre. Excusez, mesdames.
Oui.
8h36, la rencontre est fermée.
Merci.
J'ai besoin d'un proposeur. Puis,
I'll second that.
Chelin Robert. Joanne Meillet, everybody in agreement?
Yes.
Thank you.
C'est comme ça.